This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 11 Sep 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is warm and sunny across much of Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear and inviting, while Jerusalem enjoys a bright and pleasant afternoon. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports from earlier today on Eyal Zamir's management of threats from Iran, Lebanon, Gaza, and the West Bank. The strategic landscape is shifting as the U.S. blocks China's resupply of Iran's ballistic missile materials. Also, the Times of Israel reports that earlier today, the IDF killed Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri, a Hamas commander in southern Gaza. He was involved in numerous attacks on troops and was in the process of rebuilding his brigade. Also this hour, Walla reveals new footage from the Ali Tahar Ridge in southern Lebanon. The IDF destroyed over 2 kilometers of underground infrastructure using approximately 110 tons of explosives. Separately, The Forward reports that a documentary alleging Israel committed wanton killings in Gaza received a standing ovation in Venice. The film features testimony from Israeli soldiers and intelligence officers. And finally, JNS highlights a personal story linking 9/11 to October 7th. For Omer Nutra's parents, these dates are forever connected as they strive to tell the true story of the victims and the just wars fought by Israel and America. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Osaran, a journalist, mentioned an hour ago that Majid Faraj, the Palestinian Authority intelligence chief, said Hamas must apologize for the catastrophe since October 7th before rejoining political life. In a post from earlier, Visegrad 24 reported that Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić announced his resignation, planning to step down in late September before parliamentary elections in October. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted the reaction to a film accusing Israel of war crimes, which received a long ovation in Venice. He highlighted the backlash against the filmmakers, emphasizing the challenges faced by Israelis and Jews. Let's go deeper, starting with the strategic shifts. According to the Jerusalem Post, Eyal Zamir, the IDF chief, is navigating a complex threat environment. The U.S. blocking China from resupplying Iran's missile materials has changed the dynamics, impacting Israel's defense posture. This development could alter regional power balances and impact security strategies. Turning to Gaza, the Times of Israel details the IDF's targeted airstrike earlier today. The strike eliminated a key Hamas figure, Mohammed Abdul Salam al-Yazouri, disrupting Hamas's military operations. This action could further escalate tensions in the region and affect ongoing military engagements. Meanwhile, Walla's footage from the Ali Tahar Ridge showcases the extensive destruction of underground infrastructure. This operation is part of Israel's broader strategy in Lebanon, highlighting the ongoing military focus on subterranean threats. The scale of the operation underscores the IDF's commitment to neutralizing potential threats. On the cultural front, The Forward reports on a controversial documentary. The film, which presents claims of Israeli war crimes, received significant attention at the Venice Film Festival. This international reaction could influence perceptions of Israel's military actions and impact diplomatic relations. And finally, JNS shares a poignant narrative connecting 2 significant dates. For Omer Nutra's parents, the events of 9/11 and October 7th hold deep personal significance. Their story underscores the enduring impact of conflict on individual lives and the importance of remembrance. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that the energy legacy of 9/11 reshaped global power dynamics, transforming U.S. oil dependency into a national security concern. This shift has long-term implications for global energy strategies. Separately, Globes highlights a trade ban affecting Israel's image in Europe. Despite government claims of diplomatic success, the reality presents challenges for Israeli-European relations and could impact economic ties. And finally, Walla Business notes a worrying development as the U.S. considers purchasing Turkish warships. This unusual tender reflects shifting alliances and could influence regional military capabilities and diplomatic relations with Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.